Deuteronomy, chapter 11. Therefore you will love Yahweh your God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his ordinances, and his commandments, always. And know this day, for I speak not with your sons who haven't known, and who haven't seen the chastisement of Yahweh your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm. And his signs, and his works, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and to all his land. And what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how Yahweh has destroyed them to this day. And what he did to you in the wilderness, until you came to this place. And what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth, and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and every living thing that followed them, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great work of Yahweh which he did. Therefore you will keep all of the commandment which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land, where you go over to possess it. And that you may prolong your days in the land, which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give to them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land, where you go in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from where you came out, where you sowed your seed, and watered it with your foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land, where you go over to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water of the rain of heaven. A land which Yahweh your God cares for, the eyes of Yahweh your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And it will come to pass, if you will listen diligently to my commandments which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That I will give the rain of your land in its season, the former rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, and your new wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, or else your heart will be deceived, and you will turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. And then the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and then he will shut up the heavens, so that there will be no rain, and the land will not yield its fruit, and then you will quickly perish from off the good land which Yahweh gives you. Therefore you will lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you will bind them for a sign on your hand, and they will be for frontlets between your eyes. And you will teach them to your sons, talking of them, when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you will write them on the door posts of your house, and on your gates. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your sons, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you will diligently keep all this commandment which I command you, to do it, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, and to stick to him. Then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot will tread will be yours from the wilderness. And Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the Hinder Sea, will be your border. No man will be able to stand before you. Yahweh your God will lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you will tread on, as he has spoken to you. Look, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you will listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you this day. And the curse, if you will not listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you haven't known. And it will come to pass, when Yahweh your God will bring you into the land where you go to possess it, that you will set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the Arabah, across from Gilgal, beside the oaks of Moreh? For you are to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you will possess it, and dwell in it. And you will observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you this day.